Good afternoon, everyone. In our seminar today, we're going to be discussing an important educational strategy. Since all of you are studying education and are going to be teachers yourselves one day, I'm sure you can appreciate that this is a very worthwhile topic for discussion. It goes without saying that I hope everyone has read the background reading for today. Now, of course, as teachers, you will be able to use a very wide variety of assessment models. So, let's look at the pedagogical approach that we are going to discuss today, the student readiness model. So, what do we mean by the student readiness model? Well, as teachers, you'll quickly realize that students are individuals, each operating at different levels of ability. For some students, this might mean that they are operating above the average ability level of their contemporaries, while for others, they may be functioning at a level that is below average. Then, too, there are the students who are in what can be called a comfort zone. These students are learning at the optimum learning level. They're being challenged and learning new things, but yet they don't feel overwhelmed or inundated by the new information. Okay, just to complicate things, we also have to remember that student readiness is not a static entity. In other words, it is constantly changing. Some students will become more confident throughout the semester and will be able to increase their student readiness. And, unfortunately, other students may fall behind and might slip to a below-average position. Therefore, the onus falls on us as teachers not only to work out how best to design the curriculum, but also how to structure classroom learning activities that are going to challenge the maximum amount of students. As you will have discovered in your reading for today, the strategy of question adjustment can be deployed to help bridge the gap between those students with low readiness and those with high readiness. Let's move on now to the topic of question adjustment. Question adjustment means that the teacher will ask questions at a variety of different levels of ability. There will be some so-called easy questions to build the confidence of the students who are less ready. And then there will also be some really difficult questions which are supposed to stretch the more capable students. In other words, those who are the most ready. In terms of learning materials that can be used in the classroom in order to achieve question adjustment, well, this is what the authors are alluding to in the book about posters. Specifically, putting up posters in the classroom with some of the questions on them, and then making sure that each poster has a question of a different level of ability, which aids in the process of question adjustment. Now, let's move on to the area of formal assessment, that is, quizzes and tests and so on. Of course, we should distinguish here between formal and informal assessment. As you may already know, formal assessments are those that count towards the mark or the grade for the course. Now, finally, as I'm sure you know, the purpose of giving the formal assessment is, again, to help build student confidence. Readiness begets confidence, but conversely, confidence can also help to improve a student's level of readiness.